Hello, listeners. I'm going to talk about the cost of living. 8 million households are set to receive the first two cost of living payments the 14th of July. £326 will be automatically paid in, as well as another £304 will be paid in September. And this is a measure that was part of £15 billion crisis package that was announced by Rishi Sunak in May. Now, some readers, some listeners will think, well, why don't I get it? I'm a hard-working taxpayer. We never get anything at all. But the Chancellor has already said there'll be a £400 discount in the energy bills. But £400 isn't going to be covering all of it. £400 is going to cover the first month. It's absolutely shocking. And what else is shocking is I've got readers on the Daily Mail saying, well, I work for a living. My family work. Why don't we get it? And I thought, well, do you, well, you can't, well, you can walk. You can get to your car, drive off and walk. You're not in the house all day. You don't need the heating on all day. And you probably earn a lot more than I do. Anyway, so, and I'm in the house all day. I need the heating on because I don't move. I'm sat in my wheelchair. I would love to have got rid of my benefits and be a person that could get in the car, drive off, or walk to work, or go to work, and I can't. And we live in a society that is distributing wealth to the poor and disabled people. Yes, of course you're going to get people that are cheating the system. That happens. That happens with insurance claims. It happens with anything that they can get around with. It always has been and it always will be. But we live in a society where we help the most needed. I mean, there are other countries such as India, Far East. They get absolutely nothing. They don't get free schooling. They don't get anything. They don't get hospital treatment. Everything that they have to do, they have to pay for. And we live in a society where we don't have to worry about that. I have just read the best rated comment on the Daily Mail website, and they said, my mate will be getting this. Me, I get up at 3:30 for work, and I'm nearly 50, work since I was 16, and get nothing to help me support my family. I have paid taxes for over 30 years. In this country, we are struggling as a family. My wages haven't gone up. I get over minimum wage, but I have to graft for it. I'm a supervisor for a cleaning company. So I work hard, very hard. But where is my 600 quid to help this working man out? I thought, unbelievable, it really is. He doesn't understand that he'll get £400 off his energy bill. There are the readers are so unhappy about everything. Well, the cost of living will affect me because I dread my first bill in October. It will probably eat a lot of my benefits. It could be five. I don't know, I just worry. I worry that it might go up to, say, 300 or 400 at a time. And then I'll have to scrimp and scrave and not go out and socialise like I do at the moment with this lovely warm weather. I'll have to cut back on my food. I will have to have hot water bottles instead of putting the electric blanket on. I might not be able to put the heating on as much, and that will make me feel cold, and it also will stiffen me up, as when it's a warm weather my muscles are relaxed. I am so worried about my bills to come. I mean, my water's going up and I need a lot of water for showering and personal care. I really am dreading it coming in October. And who says it'll not rise again? I mean, what is the government doing about this instead of giving free money? We don't want free money. We want to sort it out. Why energy costs are rising? Not just put a sellotape over a hole in the bucket. We need to know why is it rising and what we can do. Also, I am worried about electricity costs, and that because I have nighttime carers, because I'm on a breathing machine, so I have carers throughout the night, and they will be, and the heating will be maybe left on, and the lights will need to be on, and of course they need hot drinks, so the kettle will be going. I just worry about my heating and electricity bill, and that means I'm going to have to budget more. I'm going to have to cut down on Christmas. I just don't know what's going to happen to myself and other disabled people that need warmth to help them. Now, listeners, I want like you to tell me what you worry about, how the cost of living will affect you with the utility bills, food bills, petrol. Will you be cutting down? If you are, let me know, and then I follow it up in the next episode of Sarah's Hot Take.